It's Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm Shamita Basu. The first day of summer arrives in just a few days, and close behind it, heat. Lots of heat. Today we have a follow-up to a story we did 3 years ago about residents enduring New York's hot summers in public housing developments. As part of that so-called Harlem Heat Project, we interviewed Michelle Holmes, a resident of the Polo Grounds Towers, who at the time said she couldn't afford to buy an air conditioner.
This past week, when we had the heat wave, we went through those issues. Cramps in our legs, basically almost passing out in our apartment.
While we were doing that series, the New York City Housing Authority, or NYCHA, was working on a plan to bring free air conditioning to at least some of their tenants. WNYC's Matthew Sherman joins me now with the details. Hi, Matthew.
Hi, Shumita.
So remind us, when you were working on Harlem Heat, what did you discover? How hot did those apartments get?
Well, the real problem was that when they got hot, they stayed hot for a long time. They would get up in the 90s during the day, and they even at night, they would stay in the 90s. Sometimes in a couple of places, we measured that it was almost 95 for 5 days straight.
And now it's been 3 years, and the Housing Authority is equipping two of its buildings with free cooling. What's happening there?
Right now, they're in the process of going over bids from companies that would install free air conditioners in Meltzer Tower, that's a high-rise in the East Village, and free heat pumps, which you wouldn't know it from the name, but they're essentially a kind of air conditioner, and that would be in Independence Houses, a high-rise in the Bronx. Now, both of these buildings are for seniors, and in each of them, tenants would not just get free equipment, but also would not be charged for the electricity to operate that equipment. That's a big change. Right now, you can have an AC in public housing if you buy it and if you pay to get it professionally installed and if you pay a $120 annual fee to offset the extra power it uses. That's because utilities are all included in public housing rent, unlike most private sector housing.
So just to be clear, though, out of the 2,500 NYCHA-owned buildings, only these two will have free AC?
That's right. It's starting pretty small, right,
okay,
if you think about it. But, you know, who knows? It's a start.
So why is this pilot project a big deal?
Well, I think the biggest reason is that it's a sign that the Housing Authority is interested in trying to protect the health of its residents. Right now, 90% of New Yorkers in general have air conditioners, but less than 50% of public housing residents have air conditioning. That's the official tally. The real number is probably somewhat higher, but still lower than the general population. And also, this pilot program shows that NYCHA's doing something to prepare for climate change because it'll just get warmer and warmer, right? The city estimates that already each year about 115 people die from heat stroke and heat-related illnesses. And the idea is that not only will these buildings have air conditioning, they'll also have backup power. So if there's a blackout in the middle of a heat wave, occupants will be protected.
Why are they prioritizing seniors in this?
A couple reasons. Seniors tend to have a more delicate constitution, but also some seniors may have dementia or other conditions and may not be aware when their bodies are overheating. And in this pilot, this cooling equipment will be networked. Tenants will normally be the ones who decide whether to turn it on or off. But during extreme heat events, NYCHA says it can override those settings and make sure all AC units are turned on, even when the tenant forgets to or doesn't think it's worth turning on.
So how is NYCHA planning to pay for this?
Believe it or not, they're going to see if they can keep it cost neutral.
Really?
The fact that it's networked will make sure that not all compressors turn on at once. And in that way, NYCHA will reduce its peak demand. And the peak demand is what really costs a lot of money. Bomi Jung, the vice president of energy and sustainability there, tried to explain it to me.
Residents will still be able to have temperature control, but we will be able to control how many, you know, of the compressors are piling up on top of each other so that we can basically do peak shaving and save some operating costs that way.
Peak shaving. Can you explain what that is?
That's the lingo for reducing that peak demand. In some cases, it just means delaying one machine by turning it on or off by 5 or 10 minutes.
Mm.
The pilot is voluntary, by the way. If a tenant has an old AC and wants to get in on this, they'll have that machine replaced by an undoubtedly much more energy efficient one. If they have two machines, they'll get two replacements. If they don't have an AC, they'll get a free one.
I've been speaking with WNYC's Matthew Sherman. Thank you, Matthew.
Thanks, Shumita.